Welcome, everyone, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm your host, Maggie Dawn, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We have some breaking news this afternoon before we get into our show lineup for this afternoon. First, and perhaps top line, Texas Democrats are signaling that they are poised to end their redistricting walkout. This, according to reporting by Politico this afternoon. Quote, "We're prepared to bring this battle back to Texas under the right conditions and to take this fight to the courts." That from Texas House Democratic Caucus Chair Gene Wu in a statement issued earlier today. This was their clearest signal yet that they will soon return to the Lone Star State after decamping to stop the passage of redrawn congressional maps that would add five new Republican-leaning seats in the state of Texas. Watch this space. It is certain to be an interesting set of developments. They are talking about requiring certain concessions potentially from Texas Republicans, potentially waiting for Democratic states to begin their redistricting processes. We'll see what happens, and of course, we'll keep you updated here at Civic Media. In other national breaking news, the Department of Health and Human Services announced earlier today that it is reviving a childhood vaccine safety task force that has been a pet project for the anti-vax movement for some time. Not sure that's going to be adding much to public health. More close to home, here in the state, we have a new entrant into the governor's race. American Family Field vendor and Milwaukee area native Ryan Sternod has announced his bid for the 2026 Wisconsin gubernatorial race. He declared for next year's election as a Democrat, but identified on his campaign website that he was a member of the Republican Party before becoming a Democrat in 2021. His agenda includes believing that women should have the right to access abortion, and he promises to improve the state's working class and to prioritize environmental health. Additionally, today on the state level, Governor Evers implemented pay raises approved in the state budget for state employees, giving workers a 3% bump to start in September. And close to home and very close to my heart, again, those Brewers with the 12-game winning streak, that means free burgers from George Webb. George Webb announcing today that it will be giving those burgers away from 2 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, August 20th, taking place at all George Webb locations throughout Wisconsin. They have 23 locations, almost entirely in and around the Milwaukee area. Vouchers will also be available for a free hamburger beginning Friday, August 15th at all locations, according to George Webb's press release. Quote, "For those who want to savor the moment and enjoy a delicious George Webb hamburger at a later date," end quote. This promotion dates back to a promise made by George Webb's founder back in the 1940s that whenever the Brewers win 12 in a row, they'll give away those free burgers. This is the third time in the chain's history that they will be doing so. I'll have some other fun Brewers tidbits a little bit later on in the show, and certainly we all need that bright spot given the historic flooding that has occurred this past weekend and that folks across southeastern Wisconsin continue to recover from. We're happy to be joined, and very privileged to be joined this afternoon here on the Maggie Dawn Show by the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin, Nathan Hudak. Welcome to the show, Nathan, and thank you for making time.
Thank you, Maggie. Appreciate it.
Let's just start at the basics. Folks that have typical homeowners policies, do those policies generally cover flood damage? And if not, what should homeowners be doing to help recover from the flood?
Yeah, so typically homeowners insurance does not cover flood damage if you don't have specific flood insurance. But it is important to document any damage and to communicate with your insurer or your agent and consider filing a claim. And part of why that's important is if there ends up being a presidential FEMA disaster declaration, that homeowners may need to have a proof of a denied an insurance claim before they're able to receive FEMA assistance. So it's really important, even if you're homeowners insurance does not cover flood damage, to still document all the damage, talk to your either insurance company or your agent, and go through that process so that you're prepared in case there is a FEMA declaration.
Thanks so much. If folks have started cleaning up already, what should they be looking to do to have that proper documentation?
Yeah, so, you know, it's important that you make a list of all damaged items, take photographs, you know, even use the camera on your phone just to take photographs of any damage that you have in your home. You know, I know this isn't something people like to do, but if you can keep the damaged swatches, carpentry, upholstery, etc., and you know, don't throw out any damaged property without talking to your adjuster first. It's really important to have as much documentation as possible, and also keep any receipts that you have. Really need to make sure that you have as much documentation as possible.
Folks, again, we're joined this half hour by Nathan Hudak. He's the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance. We're talking about how you can ensure that you can maximize your recovery following these devastating floods across southeastern Wisconsin. What are the standard or what are the approaches if folks want to obtain flood insurance? What are the types? Who offers flood insurance? I've heard that there is a FEMA-related flood insurance program, I believe. I may be getting that wrong, but that you can also get it on the private insurance market. How should people go about investigating potential flood insurance, and how expensive is it?
That's a great question. We encourage people, really, if you live in a flood insurance plan, you really want to consider flood insurance. But even if you don't, you know, part of what we're seeing with our changing climate and more severe weather events is that we're seeing more flooding happening really across the state, even in places where we haven't had flooding occur previously. And so we really encourage people, homeowners, renters, to consider getting flood insurance. And the best way to do that is you can visit the website floodsmart.gov. That's floodsmart.gov. And It's a very easy process where you can go through, enter some information, and find out what policy is available to you, what the cost would be, and that website can walk you through the process of actually purchasing the policy that's right for you.
Are there, assuming folks don't have specifically flood insurance, are there elements of a homeowner's policy that may actually apply here? In other words, other terms within, again, just a typical homeowner's policy. I've heard of a couple of friends of mine refer to specific line items in their policies that they've inquired insurers if those terms extend to some of the damage, perhaps not all caused by the flood, but some of it.
Yeah, they're typically, again, just to remind everyone, typically homeowner's insurance doesn't cover flooding. However, there can be some elements of sump pump backing up or sewer-related damage, but it's really important, you know, homeowners insurance policies can be very different, right? There's different elements to them, different endorsements or exclusions, and that's why we really encourage people to talk to your insurance company, talk to your agent, really, you know, explain your situation, work with an adjuster, because it's really critical that, you know, the company and agent understand what your policy looks like, what's covered, and what your unique situation is in terms of any flood damage that you might have experienced.
Thanks so much. And again, folks, if you're joining us just now, we've got Nathan Hudak, the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin. How can consumers, if they've gotten a claim denial that they think they're entitled to, and this goes beyond just this particular flooding event, how can they advocate for themselves? And if they think that they're getting, for lack of a better word, improperly denied or given the stiff arm by their insurance companies, how can your agency help folks? So two-part question, how can they self-advocate if they think a denial of coverage is inappropriate? And if they're still having problems, can your agency help folks?
Yes, absolutely. We are here as a resource, the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. People can contact our office toll-free. Our number is 1-800-236-8517. Or you can email us at ocicomplaints@wisconsin.gov. And we do have a team of experts here who can help answer questions and can help resolve any issues that you may have. If you're experiencing problems working with your insurance company or with an insurance agent. So again, our office is here as a free resource, and we encourage people, if you are having problems or feel like you're not being treated fairly, to contact us. But one other thing I'd like to say, Maggie, is that it's important, you know, we know that flood recovery just in general can be, it's a stressful time. It can be really overwhelming for people to understand, you know, where do they need to turn and what do they need to do. But it's also a time where, unfortunately, we can see some unscrupulous bad actors come in and try and take advantage of people, right? We see scam artists come in, contractors or others who are really just trying to take advantage of people at a time where they're very vulnerable. And we really encourage people to be cautious about that, to make sure that, you know, you work with reputable contractors who you know, that you work with reputable adjusters who you know. And again, you know, from the adjuster standpoint, our office can be helpful in terms of answering questions. And you can also contact the Better Business Bureau to find out information about contractors. And there are other resources out there as well. And I will say, I know the county executive in Milwaukee is putting out a lot of good information and has a website with a lot of useful resources for people who are looking for a place to turn to get questions answered and just figure out what they're supposed to do during this challenging time.
Thanks so much. That is Nathan Hudek, the commissioner from the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin. For folks that are looking to perhaps review their homeowner's policy, look at a different carrier, are there best practices to go about doing so? I think a lot of folks go for the cheap option. What are some pointers? We've got just about 30 seconds left, or a place that they can go on your website to check out how to best obtain the appropriate level of homeowner's insurance for their family.
Yes, yeah, so we always encourage people, you know, shop around, look for coverage that is right for you and your needs as a homeowner, as a renter. Our office does have general resources, FAQ documents about things that homeowners insurance covers, you know, what you need to know as a homeowner. But in terms of actually knowing what policy options are out there, we encourage you to talk to an agent. Go understand what your options are and talk to an insurance agent. So thank you.
Thank you, Nathan Hudek, the commissioner from the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance for the state of Wisconsin. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to review the Milwaukee County Executive's resources for you, share some of those websites and toll-free numbers to call. Stick with us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.